the glorious Lord Jesus Christ. In the power of the Holy Spirit, He is God Almighty and the Son of God. He is the and infinitely more. Glory to God forever. The presence of Jesus Christ. His presence. That's His glory, His majesty and beauty and His attributes. You know, He's merciful, gracious, patient, amen. All of these wonderful things. That's God Almighty. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that's the answer. You know, forget everything else. We've missed it, and we've been conditioned in so many wrong ways, and we must be delivered from that. And when we come to Him directly, we go directly to Him. When someone does that and they meet the Holy Spirit, they'll meet Him in that way. And He's the only thing that they will want. Amen. And then He'll reveal all this revelation, just an infinite, eternal, call it eternal revelation. Revelation that will continue on for eternity. 100 years, 200 years on the earth is just nothing. We have so much to look forward to. So much potential. And He's the one who does it in and through us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit. That's how someone can walk with God. If somebody's tried and tried and nothing's worked, it's because they haven't met the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't want to come across as a know-it-all. You know, as I want to come to you in humility. In the fear of the Lord. That's what we need. A broken and contrite spirit is one of the keys. A repentant heart where, you know, it's hard living on the earth. People hurt us. Dealing with people is just hard. But when we have that repentant heart, broken and contrite spirit, before God, not before men. You know, if we do that, they'll trample on us because we're all fallen sinners, you know. But before God, then He will lift us up. Jesus said, "He who humbles himself will be exalted." Amen. Well, but let's be wise about it. Let's not, you know, sometimes we get all over spiritual, you know, spiritualization. We think we need to fast for 40 days and, you know, sell everything we have and go move. And that's really, we just need to seek the Lord where we are and be available to Him where we are, and we can intercede. Amen. The glorious Lord. That's what I want to focus on. His hallelujah, because I don't hear many people focusing on it. I heard a message yesterday on YouTube, someone who had been to heaven, and he was talking about heaven is filled with the glory of God. That's God Himself. That's not, you know, some pie in the sky thing. That's God Himself, the presence, this glorious presence that's available to us. And He, as He spoke, it just flooded my being. The glory that fills heaven, but it is over all the earth, and everywhere we go, He's there. If we don't feel His presence, it's because our old nature's in the way, because of, you know, our sin and our old nature, and our if we grieve the Holy Spirit, you know, if we don't forgive, I've got to do that. You know, if we don't forgive, if we are not, you know, having that prayer, living a life of prayer where we're just available and we're praying, silently. We don't have to attract attention to ourselves. Amen, amen. Jesus is alive. He's the one and only. And the Holy Spirit will give these revelations, just glorious. The revelation of the Trinity. Hallelujah. The revelation that the universe exists in Him. It's not the other way around. He doesn't, you know, live in this universe and on the earth. It all exists in Him. That revelation will change everything about how we see everything. You know, that means the earth lives in exists in Him. His presence is everywhere. All the good things happening are because of God. All the things that keep people alive, that's all from God's giving infinite power that He has, and that He is just so glorious. And I'll finish up with this. Billy Graham was right. You know, God created humans, and it was like a human looking down at an ant. God is so big and powerful, He couldn't come. The only way that He could come and reveal Himself is to go down as one of us, to come down to earth as one of us. Amen. And that's Jesus Christ. God's glory. He's so powerful. If He did anything, you know, the Almighty God, if He's so powerful and glorious that we can't handle Him. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, is, Jesus says, I am gentle and lowly in heart. And He is the good shepherd. He is, He's the first and the last. He's everything. He is moving among every person. And especially, of course, among His people. And we just need to be aware of Him and seek Him. And when we meet Him, glory. He's the only one we'll want. Amen.